What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Progressive Gentleman Podcast. As always, we're your hosts. I'm Dan.
I'm Matt.
And thank you for taking the time to nerd out about music with us. This episode is sponsored by Eargasm Earplugs. Use code GENTLEMAN10 at checkout for a discount and take the step to protect your hearing today. This episode is going to be a general transmission episode for those who aren't familiar or just forgot, because I think it's been a while since we did one of these.
It has been a while.
General transmission is basically just our episode style for things that don't fit into a box of something that we already have, like, structured. Like, it's not one of our usual structured formats. This is just our whatever the hell we want it to be format.
Yeah, it's like a free-flowing, like, chatty chat kind of episode.
Yeah, we're actually joined on this episode by our friend Brandon.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, and more on that later, why he's joining us and all that fun stuff. But mostly with this episode, what we want this to be is sort of a 2023 retrospective, kind of look back on some of the things in 2023, things that we did differently, things that we added, as well as reflect a little bit on the growth of the podcast. And just sort of taking a jump right into that, I think every time we look back at these stats, like last year, I remember looking, you know, how well we did in 2022, and seeing some of the numbers and the percentages and just being like, holy shit, you know? And
it's wild. Just like seeing the influx of followers and stuff it's so cool just seeing that, like, people actually want to listen to our podcast stuff.
Yeah, because I think, you know, last year we had somewhere in the 300 percentile of growth across the board, and that was wild. And once the numbers start getting bigger, you kind of anticipate, okay, like, you know, you can't get... We're not going to always...
The percentage growth is going to go down.
Yeah, and we know that, but the fact that, I mean, just looking at the social media statistics, so we saw a 249% increase in social media followers. That's...
Yeah, I thought that was a typo when I was looking at the run of show notes. I was like, that's an insane number. But
and it's crazy to see that happen. And our main social media account is Instagram. That's probably where we're the most, not probably, that's definitely where we're the most active.
Yeah, kind of like our webpage for now until we have the time to get that up and running.
Do we even still have a Twitter X account? Do we even...
It exists.
It does exist. So if you've ever sent us anything on there and we don't respond, we're just that.
I get notifications, so when people do like follow or interact, I still like see it, but because the interactivity there is not much,
yeah,
I haven't posted on there in a while.
So our bread and butter is Instagram. So if you don't already follow us on Instagram, please head over, click that follow button. We really appreciate it. We're also a little bit active on TikTok. It's actually been a little while, so we probably need to get back into that. And I think that's something that we're going to continue to sort of get better at as we sort of, you know, traverse the waters of 2024. But definitely follow us on Instagram. Give us a follow on TikTok. Thank you guys so much. That these numbers aren't a testament to us as much as it is to you guys spreading the word and continuing to support us. So we really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thanks.
Throwing another crazy statistic out there. So we had a 210% increase in Spotify followers. That's not, you know, just podcast followers. That's just Spotify. So that's insane. Thank you to everybody who follows us and listens to us on Spotify. If you're listening to this right now and aren't following us on Spotify, or if you're listening to us on Spotify and aren't following us, or just any platform and not following us, please click that follow button. It really helps us out.
The reviews too is great. Like, I mean, it's helps get the you know, get the word out about the podcast, and people can see you know, if you like it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think another fun one, and we talked about sort of how many different countries we had listeners in last year, and I think it was somewhere in the 30s. But we're up to 49 countries now. People have listened to this podcast in 49 countries. That's crazy. I think what was the stat you found where it was like, that's like 25% of...
Yeah, it was like
the
25
countries, period.
Yeah, like 25.1, I think, was the number percent of countries in the world have at least one person who has listened.
Yeah, that's wild. I never imagined that this would really go that far, and the fact that, you know, our data is traversing the web in 49 countries is just that's wild.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Just to shout out our top 5 countries, you know, if you're listening and you're in one of these countries, thank you. If you're listening and you're not in one of these countries, you know, step it up a little bit, spread the word, tell your friends, tell your parents, tell your grandparents.
Turn this podcast into a pyramid scheme. You tell 2 friends, they tell 2.
Why not? obviously, since we're based in the U.S., this isn't a surprise, but the USA, number 1 country as far as, you know, listener counts. Australia, number 2. We love you guys in Australia. Thank you so much. Canada, number 3, our friends in the north. Germany, thank you guys very much. And then, obviously, the UK as well. Shout out to Desolence. We love you guys.
Desolence.
And speaking of Desolence, probably one of the biggest changes or biggest additions to the podcast in 2023 was us finally sort of taking the plunge into the band interview space. I feel like that was sort of something we wanted to do from the beginning. 2021, 2022, that was something that we talked about. But
yeah, I feel like it was something we were excited about and wanted to do, but we're like, that's never going to happen.
Yeah, we were like, how are we really going to get to that point? And especially, I mean, looking back at that time, I mean, I remember getting super pumped about hitting the like 100th follower on social media.
Yeah.
And, you know, you think about accounts with 100 followers, it's like there's no traction there. We're going to reach out to bands and be like, who are you and why are you even talking to me?
Yeah.
And, you know, we finally sort of saw an opportunity to dive into that space. And shout out to our friends in Nefel, local boys, incredible band. If you've not listened to Nefel before, definitely check them out. Go check out that interview as well. A lot of cool shit in that interview, including, you know, not a spoiler alert because they tell the full story, but, you know, a little beef they had with Polyphia. That's a household name there, Polyphia. So, yeah.
that was a fun... fun little story. So
it was
if you haven't checked that episode out,
Jake is just an entertaining human as it is, so like it's worth checking out. But you know, they sort of jumped in and you know, helped us sort of break into that space and gave us an opportunity to interview them. We also talked about them working with Mike Semeski of Intervals, another household name I believe in the prog space, so definitely worthwhile to check that episode out if you haven't. But you know, getting the opportunity to work, you know, interview those guys, then transitioned into us having the opportunity to interview a band like Desolence, which was the first time we actually got to, you know, interview a band that's not based in the US. And that was sort of also our foray into, you know, I feel like one of the reasons why we have listeners in other countries is, you know, we've been able to reach across the pond with things like that and picking their brains on their writing process and learning about the general scene in a different country, in this case, the UK, and just some of the coolest guys. I feel like, you know, it was definitely a cool experience.
Yeah. And this was kind of like accomplishing 2 goals for us, like doing the interview space, you know, jumping in there, but then also like community building. It's like, we didn't really know them, like we knew their music, but we didn't know them. So like getting to actually like sit down and chat with them and stuff was cool. It was like, you know, both community building, but also getting to interview a band, and it was a really cool experience all around. Those guys are awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the next band we ended up interviewing was Divin X, which is a band that I had been listening to since 2016, and I had also introduced them to you before the podcast was even like a thing. So the fact that we got to sort of that was kind of groundbreaking as well, because it was the first time we're actually interviewing a band that we had been listening to since like before the podcast was even a thought. So that was
really kind of cool. Like the wow, this is really real. It was like the first 2 was like this is really cool and stuff, and then it was like having Divin X was like, oh, this is a new milestone. It's like, there's no way we can keep achieving these milestones. I mean, that we set for ourselves arbitrarily, but
yeah. And then, I mean, on top of that, ending up interviewing a band like Empire Springs, who I think is one of the most underrated bands out there right now.
They're so good.
And we're even at a point now where I consider some of these guys just genuine friends at this point. I mean, we communicate back and forth still with the guys in Empire Springs, and really a lot of these bands that we've interviewed. And in regards to Empire Springs, there's some big stuff on the horizon for these guys. So definitely keep an eye out.
And but, Brett makes some pretty quality TikTok stuff too. So his username's Goodbye McFly. Hey. He's always posting like music stuff, but also just like funny and like wholesome stuff too. Like he had a Fortnite post that was fun to watch. But he also he covered a Sleep Token song, and that was pretty impressive. So you definitely check out their music and go to his TikTok too if you're on TikTok.
Hell yeah! And then the next interview we end up landing just massive and unexpected, and you know they say shoot your shot and see what happens. Half the time, you know, like you just think, you know, it's just gonna get ignored or just sort of get buried.
Yeah.
But we end up landing an interview with Jim from Caligula's Horse, which was just wild.
Yeah.
And just one of the cool, I mean, all of these interviews that we've done have been awesome in their own right. But Jim's passion just about music in general, and just him, watching him tell these stories and just kind of watching him sort of relive those moments in his brain. And, you know, the story about Devin Townsend, you know, he talked about touring with him and how, you know, that was a childhood hero of his, and just,
yeah, that story was like so captivating. I was like getting goosebumps. It was, like,
that and like he told the story about like them doing that tour in Paris or whatever, whenever there was that that like terrorist attack or whatever.
Yeah, happened. Yeah, and the, like the saxophone player and stuff. Yeah,
and just some of the like just super emotional, like powerful stories that, you know, when we do these interviews, it's usually just like, you know, tell us about yourself and what you got going on and whatever, and just like we always try to sort of touch on the human aspect of things. And. And, you know, yes, this is a music podcast, but also I feel like deeper than that, people want to know, you know, what these guys have going on in their lives, because they're mostly just like us and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, just the conversational, emotional, just human aspect of some of these interviews, especially that one with Jim, like it's brought a whole new level to this. That,
yeah.
Like, and I feel like, you know, you get a lot more out of it than just finding out what the band's working on next and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. And that's the thing that I like about the way we've kind of tried to format the interviews is like, I think sometimes you see stuff like people make comments of like, perform for me. And they like treat musicians like they're just some, you know, like a human jukebox. And it's like, I don't care what you have to say or how you feel, just play your music. And, but you know, it's important to like understand where the music's coming from and hear their stories and stuff. And it's cool. Like getting the human side, the, you know, the stories behind the music.
Yeah, exactly. So definitely you go, you know, if you guys haven't checked out those interviews already, I think there's a lot of value in those episodes. Some of our favorite episodes that we've done. I mean, we obviously like the hidden gem stuff that we do for a different reason, but I think this is sort of like a different element to the content that we offer that has probably been the most rewarding, both from a personal standpoint, but also just from a, you know, content standpoint. I think it's definitely worth checking out if you haven't already. But you know, enough about 2023, enough about the past, right?
Look forward, I feel like, to the future.
You know, we always try to set goals. Some of them we keep to ourselves, but others we like to sort of communicate a little bit because I think it benefits you guys. And so, you know, in 2024, obviously we're going to be continuing on with our usual formats, the hidden gem stuff, like we've talked about. That's some of our favorite stuff to do. That's kind of at its core, what we set out to accomplish with this was just to like.
Yeah.
One, selfishly discover new music on our own, but two, also to sort of, you know, promote bands that we feel like deserve more recognition. So we kind of accomplished both of those things with Hidden Gems. So definitely going to keep that rolling. If you're a band out there or you know of a band that maybe you think needs more recognition, shoot us a DM, send us an email. Our email is listed in our Instagram. Reach out to us. We always love to check out new music, and very frequently we like what we hear, and very frequently we end up putting that on either, you know, Jams of the Week playlist or throwing them into a Hidden Gems episode. So Yeah, kind of like what we did with Caligula's Horse. You know, shoot your shot, and very likely we'll show you some love on one of these formats. So, another format that we do, Artist Spotlight. We're gonna bring that back. Obviously, that's another one that's fun for us. Often, it helps us rediscover music that we love, and gives us an excuse to just binge listen to some of our favorite artists.
Yeah, and I don't know if you do the same method as I do, but I usually, like, I'll listen to everything in like the order it was released. So you kind of get this like timeline of the band. And if you listen to it consecutively too, it's like you can hear the differences from album to album and see like how they've progressed. And I feel like it's like a better way of like, you know, kind of dissecting the band's music and seeing how they've evolved over time, instead of like, oh yeah, I listened to that album like 3 years ago and I haven't listened to it since, but I'll listen to their newest one. And I don't know, I think having like that one, you know, sit down and commit to the whole discography is, I feel like that's a common thing in Prague where it's just like, I'm going to listen to all of it right now.
Yeah, no, I do the exact same thing. I take the same approach. And it's always cool sort of, you know, going back and listening to a record that maybe you haven't listened to in a while. Like we did the Human Abstract.
That one was cool because I didn't have as thorough of a dive into their music as you did. So it was kind of like I had to do a little more homework, but it was nice, like cool to discover songs that I hadn't really listened to.
Yeah, and I mean, going back and listening to Nocturne again from start to finish, one of my favorite albums of all time, and honestly a record that was way before its time. And then even re-listening and taking a new approach to Midhaven, which, like, that album is, I mean, a lot of people who know the Human Abstract don't even realize that that album exists. That's how bad it was. You know, rediscovering some of the songs on there that I'm like, you know what, these actually aren't that bad, was cool. But yeah, I mean, that happens pretty much for every band that we do this for. And, you know, shout out to everybody who sort of answered, you know, put answers on the poll that we had thrown out there. We had a lot of responses, actually. You know, we were like, which bands should we do next? So we're definitely going to be doing some of those.
Yeah, we've got like probably the better part of the year's worth of those episodes.
Oh yeah, they
lined up from suggestions.
You guys definitely have been. We appreciate, you know, all the reactions and responses and all that stuff, because I mean it means it helps us, but also we want to be able to provide content that you guys are interested in. So definitely going to be doing some of those. Have to do After the Burial now that I got called out. Because it is me that typically pushes In Dreams. that is one of my favorite After the Burial.
I do like In Dreams, but
it's a good record, man.
It is, yeah.
It is. But I mean, as it stands right now, before going back and listening to their discography again, I mean, Rare Form is so good too. But I'm just, you know, anyways.
I feel like Rare Form was the one I listened to the most, so that's probably mine. But
I gotta re-listen to that. That's what's gonna happen, is I'm gonna change your mind and you're gonna also be in the In Dreams camp, and then everyone else is gonna
or I'm gonna change your mind and bring you to the Rare Form camp.
Hey, Rare Form is great. I'm not knocking it. We'll see what happens. So yeah, that's definitely gonna happen at some point. Have to, because I got called out, but there were some that I didn't even think about doing, like Delta Sleep. Why was that not on the forefront of our minds? Like,
yeah, I have no idea how that one was.
Like, and Caligula's Horse, that's some low-hanging fruit there, too. We just talked to Jim, and they just dropped a record. So, yeah, we had a lot of suggestions where it's like, why weren't we thinking of these? Because we had a list sort of on our own as well. And, I mean, some of the ones that you guys threw out there were already on our list. But there were some where we were like, why weren't we thinking about this?
I feel like anytime I'm like I have to like sit down and like think of a list of something, my brain just like deletes all of just everything. And so it's like trying to make a list is nearly impossible. So when people like hand me those like very obvious things, I'm like, man, I feel stupid, but thank you so much for the help.
Yeah. So definitely going to keep up with those. Obviously band interviews, that is something that we just started last year, and already our first episode of the year for 2024 was a band interview. Shout out Aviations.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. creators of Cozy Metal. and they just dropped an incredible record. The Luminaria last year was a top five on our list. And just flawless. I mean, these dudes are just masterclass musicians. And that album is beautiful. So definitely check that out and go check out our interview with these guys to hear a little bit more about sort of the process of writing that record, more about some of their discography. And also they announced a tour recently with Wheel. They talk about that. They talk about that on our podcast as well. So on our interview, so definitely check that out. And then General Transmissions, that's another type of episode. That's what you're listening to right now. You know, we're definitely going to keep that format around for certain things just because it works. Especially for shit like this where it's just like, I don't really know what to call this. So General Transmission, it's just generic shit that
it's like
we don't want to put in a box.
Yeah, it often like ends up being like announcements and things, but then also can kind of just be like a more open discussion or like concerts where we've seen lately and like fun little things like that.
Yep. And then obviously our album of the year episodes towards the end of the year, still going to do that. So yeah, that's kind of what we're going to maintain, right? So, so you're probably thinking, well, what the hell's new, you know? And, I think when we set our goals, like I was saying earlier, you know, we set goals. Oftentimes we keep some of those goals to ourselves as far as like benchmarks and things like that. But one of our biggest goals, you know, one that we want to share with you guys is the fact that we want to put a focus on getting more content more often in front of you guys. I know very frequently one of the biggest sort of critiques toward, you know, for our podcast is, you know, why do you guys take so long to put out content? And, you know, the answer to that question is we're just busy dudes, man. Like, just life is crazy and this is fun for us. And we would love to do it more and more frequently, but like sometimes just life gets in the way and we are not able to just sort of sync up as often as we want.
Yeah, I feel like the comments weren't at all like snarky or shitty or anything. They were just like, you know, we appreciate that you like the podcast so much that you want more of it, not less. So, you know, we appreciate that. And we're not trying to be like, oh, how dare you complain or anything.
No, because honestly, we want to be able to do this more often. And we want absolutely. To put out more content because this is like, this has been such a rewarding experience for both of us and something that we have a lot of fun doing. And we want to be able to keep doing it. And we can't do that without you guys. And so, you know, we want to be able to facilitate that, you know, that wish essentially of for more content. So one of the biggest changes that we're going to make this year is in an effort to put out more content, we're going to start having some solo episodes. So you are going to start hearing, if you haven't already, because technically there are some recorded right now, we don't really know what's going on, but if you haven't already heard one at the time you're listening to this, you will soon. and yeah, I mean, I think it helps because oftentimes, you know, when one of us is available, the other one isn't, right? And and so I think this gives us an opportunity to, when one of us has the time, can sit down and record an episode. And we had talked about this in the past and we struggled coming up with a format that like was rewarding because we didn't want to just throw watered down content out at you guys just for the sake of content.
Yeah, and it's also like trying to find a format that works with like one person. Because it's like, it's weird enough to just be on like recording by yourself and talking to yourself. So to like have it be still somehow conversational, but by yourself and like not weird is like trying to find something and think of something that was difficult. So,
and there are a lot of podcasts out there that do that. And, you know, we're trying to take a little bit of inspiration from that kind of stuff. And I mean, even just general radio shows, right? I'm your host for this next 2 hours. And every time I'm on air, I sound like I'm talking to myself, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, we knew that it could be done, but our mentality was always quality over quantity. So we want to maintain the quality while increasing the quantity a little bit. And I think
try to do a little of both.
Yeah. So there are formats. And the first one that we're kind of starting out with is, we started a real series called The Gentleman Five. And basically our thoughts behind that was this is just this infinite, like, sort of format where it's like pick five of something, you know, like the five best hardcore records or the five best metalcore records or the five best vocalists in the scene right now. Like, it's literally endless. Five, whatever the hell we want. So that was cool in a real format, and that kind of took off and did well. So we were like, why not make that into a podcast format? So you're going to see a lot of that. I think there's value in that, of us sort of picking our five whatever and then talking about why.
Yeah, it'd basically be like expanded content from like what we were doing with the reel and TikTok posts of like actually being able to explain why those are the five and not just like give you, you know, a clip of the five, which some people like the quick thing and get to see. But I think other people, like the people listening to this podcast, like our tangents and discussions regarding the things that we like.
Yeah, and I mean, I still plan on continuing the Reel series as well. So it's going to be a, you know, sort of a combination of the two. But I think there's value in having that be a podcast format and having us sort of elaborate, like you said, go into more detail. So that's definitely one format. And there will probably be others that we think of as we go, but that's kind of where we're at initially with it.
Yeah, I think once we get more comfortable about like talking to ourselves too, because it'll feel like less weird, and so we can make more formats work for that if we have to. I mean, obviously, ideally, we both are able to record together because that's, you know, the whole point of the podcast and why we started it in the first place. So,
yep.
But
and then also we talked about community being a thing, and so, you know, another thing, we might expand on the album of the year stuff a little bit and sort of involve you guys. We've bounced a bunch of different ways of how we would consider doing that off of each other, you know, like a March Madness sort of bracket format, or, you know, just put it straight up to a poll, like put your options on here, everybody votes, whatever's at the top at the end, that's the fans' choice for album of the year. Or but we also want to expand on sort of what we do as well, so we might start putting like categories into place, you know, the best metalcore album of the year, also like EP of the year, because we do sort of neglect EPs, and sometimes EPs are some of the best music we get for that year. For example, Exploring Birdsong, that EP is freaking incredible, and yes, I think I've mentioned them more than Coheed in the last four episodes, but that's fine.
that EP is really good, and yeah, it does stink. Like, I mean, I know we're the ones that make the arbitrary rule about not putting EPs on our album of the year stuff, but you know, I think because the nature of like an EP being shorter, it's like, you know, we don't want to compare them together. So making a separate list with EPs would kind of give them their fair shot, so they could still, you know, kind of win the top place.
It doesn't even have to be a list either. We could just sort of come up with just a, this is the one. But also we could expand on it, right? So it's like, you know, putting more effort into that, or, you know, expanding on that a little bit. Because I do think, outside of some of these band interviews that have taken off for sure, like the album of the year content is usually some of the highest consumed content. We get usually get the most listens on those episodes, and the most reactions to the Instagram content as well. So
yeah, and I feel like, at least in like the prog metal, prog rock scene, is like everyone's like wants to know what everyone's album of the years are, like, yeah, everyone's just like curious about the lists. So,
and it's funny how many like band members and stuff like that we've talked to, like even in some of these interviews, like talking to Mike from Cryptodira, he was even like, oh, I keep a spreadsheet, and like, yeah, you know, it's like, oh, same. Like, it's cool seeing like how many other people do this shit too. So
yeah we're not the only crazy ones.
Yeah, and of course we started asking, you know, towards the end of the year, asking the bands during their interviews, you know, what albums are at the top of your list right now. So that's another, you know, go listen to the band interviews if you want to know what those bands' album of the year stuff was.
I love asking that question. It's a fun one. It's so fun to hear what they say, because
they're always nuts too. Yeah. Half the time half of the time they weren't like even on our radar, or they're like so off the wall, which is kind of my favorite part of it.
Yeah, because it's like,
you, because that's how we found out about Exploring Birdsong, and that EP is freaking incredible. So
yeah,
go listen to that EP. But yeah, no, it's another way for us to discover music, but also anyways, definitely going to expand on some of that stuff. And like the fans' choice stuff, I think, is definitely going to happen. Just what form that's going to take is still being debated. So we'll see how that shakes out. But we want to know, like, we want to involve everybody. We want everybody to sort of jump in and get involved. And, you know, another thing that we've been talking around, you know, tossing back and forth, was, you know, what other ways can we bring more content to the table? And, you know, back and forth, we kind of came up with an idea about starting a Twitch channel, and maybe branching out into the gaming space. Thus, the idea of Progressive Gentleman Gaming was born. And we ran a poll on our page just to sort of gauge interest. And an overwhelming majority of our audience who voted that they consume gaming content in addition to music content. And as everyone's aware, a lot of prog and metalheads are kind of nerds as well. and we are no exception to that. We also consume a lot of gaming content, also game a good bit. And, you know, while we were tossing that back and forth, we were kind of like, we barely have enough time to put the content that we put out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's been difficult. So, thus, as we introduced in the beginning, Brandon was brought into the equation. And Brandon has been a friend of ours for a long time. And, you know, we've always sort of bounced the idea of how can we involve Brandon into this. And, you know, we've always known that as we sort of maybe get to a different level, we would have to expand. And we didn't want to expand to someone we don't know or anything like that. And I think Brandon just kind of made sense. So I'm going to let Brandon kind of introduce himself a little bit and talk a little bit about kind of our plans with this Twitch channel and with this gaming sort of, you know, branching out into the gaming space. So take it away, Brandon.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you for letting me back in from purgatory there. It was getting a little bit cold, but I'm back. I'm back in here to stay. So yeah, guys, so just a little bit about me, so that way you guys can get to know me a little bit. As Dan said, I've known these guys for a long time. I mean, Dan, I think I met you in eighth grade, and Matt, I think it's like preschool or elementary school.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was like, I think it was like kindergarten, first grade, something like that.
It was way before I actually have any memories, but I will just say I've known these guys as long as I have memories, So yeah, I mean, I've known these guys forever, and honestly, like, we've followed a really similar music and, like, even game preference track, I would say, as we grew up. Like, we veered in certain directions on certain things, but fundamentally, I would say we have pretty much had very similar taste in music and games.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Definitely agree with that.
Honestly, and just to sort of touch on that a little bit, like, I feel like between the three of us, there's... You know, nobody not on this call has introduced me to more music. You know what I mean? Like, I've gotten so much, you know, band recommendations from Matt and Brandon over the years. And I feel like usually when any of us discover a band or something like that, like pre-podcast, it was always like, these were the guys that I was reaching out to, like, yo, you need to check this out, stuff like that. And I feel like it's been like that. It was like that in high school. You know, like a lot of our, like Brandon said, our music tastes have sort of evolved on a similar path, with a little bit of veering off. Brandon was
like, Oh yeah. going the EDM route, I feel like is kind of natural for like some metalcore folks and metal folks. It's just one of those divergent things, but I digress. But yeah, I mean, yeah, we still do the same thing. It's like, I mean, we'll send stuff in group text any single time we find it, and these are the guys I rely on to kind of give me new and exciting bands to listen to. So, I mean, a little bit more about me. Some of my favorite bands currently are Tesseract, Sleep Token, Delta Sleep, Between the Buried and Me, The Contortionist. Like, those are just some easy, I would say, low-hanging fruit to pick, but very good quality, too. So, yeah,
bands
these guys
are talk about that. Bands that we talk about quite a bit on this podcast as well. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, great bands. Sure. Yeah, and I guess recent games I've been playing. So let's kind of get into the gaming channel stuff now, guys. So that was a little bit about me before that. So for the recent games I've been playing, I mean, the first one I got to call out because it's pretty much just blown up is Pal World. Pal World's been really fun. I know Matt and I have played it a little bit and had a blast playing it.
The game has taken the world by storm. It is nuts.
I know. See, it was. I think it was 3 days ago. They had 9 million copies sold between Xbox and Steam. I mean, just imagine once it's like out of beta and it's on PlayStation, that's just going to even boom even further. So, yeah,
and that doesn't even count the Game Pass downloads and stuff either, which like aren't purchases technically, but there are people playing the game. So
yeah,
it's wild. It's
those of us playing it for quote unquote free.
Yeah.
But yeah, so some other games, Arma Reforger, Alan Wake 2, Battlefield 2042, and probably the best game of all time, Goat Simulator 3. No, Goat Simulator 3, man. I cannot wait until like Goat Simulator 4, 5, 6, 7 come out. It'll be good. But yeah, so those are just some recent games that I've been playing. And this will kind of relate to the channel because, you know, with this, we're going to have different types of games that we're playing just to kind of pull more folks in and just be more inclusive of other tastes because not everybody's just a Call of Duty addict. You know, not that there's anything wrong with it, but we like to kind of spread out the variety a little bit.
Yeah, the variety streams.
Yeah. Yeah, so for some things to expect, so to kind of talk about what our plans that we have solidified right now are going to work, first and foremost, our streaming will be done on Twitch and YouTube. So for those of you that haven't followed the YouTube page, I'd recommend doing that there soon, because we're going to set up a playlist channel on that page for our game streams. And then as far as the Twitch goes, we're working on getting that channel created. We have to do a few things in the background, but once we have that created, sure, the boys will be linking to that there in some of their future episodes and on social media.
Yeah, we'll definitely post it out and share it. And
as well as our YouTube page, because that's something that I feel like we don't talk about a whole lot. Our band interview stuff is out on YouTube as well. But
yeah, and we have it in video format too. So
right. So those of you who are listening, you know, who listen to us on Apple Podcasts, you guys don't actually get to see the video stream that comes with those band interviews. Spotify actually has the video functionality now, so you know, those who are listening to us on Spotify can actually watch the videos. But for those who have Apple Podcasts and would like to see, you know, the video content around the band interviews and things of that nature, as well as this gaming content that's going to be coming to you, definitely go give us a follow on the YouTube channel, and we'll post what, you know, once this episode is dropped, there will already be links to our YouTube channel on social media. So just go check out our Instagram page and you'll find the links to our YouTube channel and potentially our Twitch channel at this point. We'll see. Like Brandon said, that's going to be something that we got to do a little bit of work in the background, but once that is up and active, we will be linking that on our Instagram as well.
Yeah. I mean, to Dan and Matt's point earlier, you know, we want to have something quality. So we're really trying to kind of, you know, tailor that experience so that way it's a really decent stream, a really decent format for you guys to consume and not janky, not just like halfway put together. So beyond that, so what to expect from these streaming channels. So we're actually going to do a variety of things, and we also have more stuff planned out here in the future that we'll talk about on future episodes. But as far as one of the formats that we discussed that we're going to move forward with are listening parties. So that'll be for you guys to join in, you know, hop on YouTube, hop on Twitch, you know, join into the stream itself, participate in chat. We'll be listening to music with along with you guys. And this could be any new music, like let's say if a really cool new album drops, or if there's even recommendations from the community. It'll be a great way for us to get together and just, you know, have fun, listen to good music. Another format too, and this, you know, should go pretty much unsung at this point, are just the game streams. So we'll be streaming a variety of games. We'll do some single player games. We'll do some multiplayer games. And with the multiplayer, you know, the intention is that we also want to have some future community play days set up. So if we can find a game that, let's say, is like on Game Pass or a game that might be free to play, like The Finals or Power World, for example, you know, we can have opportunities to include you guys and play with you guys and talk with you guys actually in real time. So I think that would be a pretty cool idea. What do you think there, boys?
Yeah, the LAN party. I mean, not LAN because it'd be
virtual LAN.
Yeah, but kind of. Like get the group of similar people with similar interests, you know, all kind of brought together by music, but also video games, and kind of just like shoot the shit and play games together. And
yeah, the listening party and the like reaction stuff, you know, like, you know, I think that there's value in that too, because not only do we have an opportunity for us to learn about new music, but I think anybody following the stream has an opportunity to sort of learn, because that's kind of what, you know, that's how like the music value and things like that sort of remain in this branching out, is like, we're still going to be a heavily music focused. This is just something that we can also sort of build a community around, So I think there's a lot of value to even the people who maybe aren't necessarily, you know, fans of gaming per se, because there's music is still going to be there. Still, you know, music discussion is always open. Brandon's very knowledgeable on music stuff as well. So even if it's just a stream with him and you have a question like, hey, what did you think of this, that, or the other thing, whether it's a new release or, you know, what's your favorite Between the Buried and Me record or, you know, anything you want to just shoot the shit on about music on top of the gaming stuff. Brandon's a good person to bounce things off of as well. And Matt and I will be jumping on streams as well. I'm dog shit at video games, but that might actually be entertaining. So who knows? And yeah, I mean, I think, and Brandon, did you start to touch on the hidden gems aspect of this?
No, we didn't touch on that part yet, but I think this is a good segue into that.
Yeah. So do you want to talk about that, or you want me to take that?
Well, so if you want to take the hidden gems one.
Sure. So we do a segment on our podcast called Hidden Gems, where we talk about bands that are sort of lesser known, and sort of dig into their discographies, talk about what they got going on, and just try to promote their stuff. And I feel like this gives us an opportunity to even promote them further. So I think often you're going to hear some music on these streams from some of these lesser known bands that we try to promote. In our Hidden Gems episodes, I think that gives us a good opportunity to, like, one, a lot of the, like, super copywritten stuff would get us, you know, flagged anyways. So it's like, you know, you're probably not going to listen to us, you know, hear us playing, you know, Between the Buried and Me or, you know, these big name bands. But, you know, music that's just as good half the time are some of these bands that just people don't even know exist. So I think this gives us an opportunity to, one, play music that's probably not going to get us shut down, and two, play music that we feel like you should know about. And so I think that's going to be a good opportunity. So even when you join some of these gaming streams, there's a good chance that you're going to hear, you know, some music that is worth hearing, worth knowing about. And again, like I said earlier, bounce questions off Brandon, you know, any music discussion that you would want to have, you know, you can also join and talk about music just as much as gaming. So,
oh yeah, I think this will be a solid crossover for both channels. You know, it's not everybody's going to want to listen to music at that time, so they can watch gaming, or if they want to listen to music while watching gaming, you know, they have both options. And you know, it'll just be a fun community where we can just discuss both things, music and gaming, in real time. So those are our planned formats we have right now, guys. Now, we do have more formats in the works for future streams. We have some pretty cool and exciting ideas that we'll be sharing with you here soon after we get them fleshed out a little bit more. I guess I'll just give a little sneak peek. Some of the ideas that we're in the works with are including some of the artists that are on the podcast in some sort of format with gaming. So could be a cool way to interact with some of your favorite bands.
Yeah, we will throw out that we have talked to some band members of bands that you've definitely heard about that have expressed interest in joining us on this endeavor here and there. So and then also, hey, if you're in a band or if you're, you know, you guys want to, because I think that's a potential opportunity too. Like, we do the band interview format, right? Why not have some of these unknown bands or lesser known bands jump on, game with us, talk about your music to the people that are watching the stream. You know what I mean? I think that's something that could happen as well. So, yes, it is gaming content, and we know that there's a lot of crossover fans, but there's value outside of gaming. So don't, you know, if you're listening to this and like, oh, I don't give a shit about gaming, I still think there's value in paying attention to what we got going on here and seeing, you know, kind of following along with what we got going on, because I think there's going to be some value there.
Yeah, and I don't you know, from our standpoint, like, none of us, we're not winning like esports tournaments or anything. No. like that's not the objective of the thing. It's like, although, supposed to be community building and like probably, you know, just kind of hanging out and play, like, we'll play competitive games for sure, but like, you know, we're not gonna be playing like we're trying to win a trophy. It's gonna fun community stuff.
I will say I'm very close to that 99 magic cape on RuneScape right now. So not to brag. I don't want to brag too much.
But Dan, you can have your RuneScape trophy. You got Daddy Warbucks
over here.
I will be doing a 12 straight hour live stream of me just sitting at the Grand Exchange on RuneScape and alking for 12 straight hours, and you can all watch me. And
I was also going to propose the idea that if anybody needs to get their KD up in Call of Duty, you just play with Dan. It'll be fine.
Oh God, yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, yeah, free for all match, you'll get them.
I have genuinely not touched a Call of Duty game since Black Ops, the original Black Ops.
Oh, that was a good one. And I guess mentioning that to one of the other planned formats that we are still fleshing out, guys, will be, you know, game discussions, you know, game reviews, kind of, you know, digging back into our vault of all the games that we played growing up and stuff, and really just kind of going through some of those and discussing our feelings about them, you know, how, if we enjoyed them or not. So, hits and more to come with that. Yep, yeah, absolutely.
And we plan on spinning up a secondary Instagram page as well. It's going to be probably just Progressive Gentleman Gaming. We'll be linking that on our main Instagram page. And that'll be sort of specifically geared towards the gaming content. There will be content probably from this Twitch channel on both social media pages, since there will be a music focus as well. Like some of the listening party stuff will probably crop, you know, cut up and put on Instagram on the main page, but we plan to generate content from this as well on both pages. So it'll be valuable to you, especially if you're interested in the gaming aspect of this, to go follow that page once it's up. I think we'll probably have it up / I might just make sure that we have it up before this episode drops. That way we can sort of link you to that page as we drop this episode and announce this whole thing on our main Instagram. So definitely go give us a follow over there if it's up or once it's up, and keep an eye out for content there. There also might be some pilot streams as we go out, sort of start limping into this. So probably the best place to find out about that is probably going to be that Instagram page. So I think that definitely go give that a follow. We'll obviously post about stuff on the main one as well, but definitely worth following that just to make sure you're in the loop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll definitely be doing some test streams there, guys. Cause I will say I streamed for the course of like 1 month back in 2017. So I got some cobwebs I got to dust off, but Matt's been a resource for helping me with that too. So,
Yeah, I did a bit of the Twitch stream myself, but similar to you, it's been a few years, so I'll have to adjust settings and, you know, get all that up and running too.
All I will say is YouTube is a wonderful place. So
yeah,
it's teaching me so much.
Yeah, go ahead, Brandon. Sorry.
Yeah, so I mean, I was gonna actually pass it over to you guys too and say, I mean, I think that covers pretty much everything we put in stone so far.
Yeah, I think so. One other thing to touch on, just sort of in related to this newly formed triad, is that we also plan on incorporating Brandon into some of the music stuff as well, since we do have, you know, a lot of crossover there as far as music taste and stuff like that, which is just another opportunity to continue to pump out content as it relates, you know, podcast content and, to be specific, as it relates to just the stuff that we're already doing here. So I think that is going to give us an opportunity to continue to put episodes out. I think this is going to be our most productive year to date as far as content. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the opportunity to be able to provide more, put more food on the table. Just kidding. That's not food. This isn't paying for shit, but, you know, put more.
Yeah, Brandon's an unpaid intern.
I was about to call myself an unpaid intern, so you read my mind.
To be fair, we are all unpaid interns.
Yeah. So, somehow we're both co-founders and unpaid interns.
Co-founder, president, CEO, $0 a year salary.
Self coffee.
Very
venture.
Long title.
Oh, that's not. I was just throwing random whatever the highest titles I could think of. But
be a chief janitorial officer.
Yes, you're hired.
Thank you.
But yeah, so I just think, you know, that was worth mentioning. So you'll probably hear Brandon again on some more episodes that don't have anything to do with gaming too. So, you know, it'll be fun to sort of loop him into things and see how that goes. And one other thing that I wanted to add as well, hopefully you've made it this far and are still listening to us, is that we wanted to sort of mention, we've had a lot of bands reach out to us, whether it be via email or DMs on Instagram, regarding doing reviews of their music. And that's something that we used to take those and then just sort of translate that into a, if we like the music, we're going to put them on like a Hidden Gems episode. But we decided to take that a step further because we've actually had some bands request that we do sort of a written review that they can use sort of in their press kits and things of that nature. And there's probably going to be a post that we're going to throw out there at some point to sort of formally announce this. But if you are a band who would like, you know, sort of our input, our review or anything like that on a project that you're working on, or even a project that's already released, we're going to actually start doing that for folks rather than just incorporate it into an episode. We're happy to do that. So if, you know, if you are a band who's looking for us to review, you know, an upcoming album, upcoming EP, or an EP or album that you just dropped, go ahead and send us an email or a DM. Our email address is in our bio on Instagram, as well as you can just message us on Instagram. That's fine too. So we're happy to do it. We actually enjoy it. It's something that we didn't know we would have time for necessarily, but since that's not something that we have to jump on a microphone to do, we can sort of text back and forth and do it on our own time.
Yeah, it's a little easier out.
We've already done a couple, and definitely willing to do more. So if that's something you're interested in, shoot us a DM, shoot us an email, and we're happy to do that. But yeah. I think that's pretty much all the changes. I mean, just to sort of recap quickly, you know, we're going to expand a little bit on the album of the year stuff. We're going to just put out more content with the solo stuff and then obviously the gaming stuff. And then we're going to loop Brandon into the mix and have even some more, you know, multiple people episodes as well. So we have a lot of a lot of opportunities for a lot more content. And that is going to sort of fall in line with our goals, which is more content more often and just building a community.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting year.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not even counting the you know, the albums that are going to be coming out.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, so, I mean, guys, that's what the plans are. Just a couple of things from the gaming channel that are going to be forthcoming. So, you know, keep your eyes peeled to the posts that are coming out. Keep your ears open. So that way for the podcast, they're going to be discussing these changes. But, you know, for what Dan mentioned earlier, like as far as consistency for the content, we are going to be sticking to a schedule with the streaming channel. The days are tentative as far as the exact days, but right now what we are planning on doing is 2 days during the work week and then one more like extended stream on the weekends. You know, so as long as we're still having fun on the weekends, we can keep that going as long as as long as time allows. And really, I mean, we just want these streams to be fun and interactive. So some more info will be shared here in some of the coming posts and some of the coming streams that are occurring for this on the status of the streaming channels, where you can find them, the community channels that we're going to be setting up to interact with us, the streaming schedules, and our anticipated launch date. So you know, I would probably anticipate the next couple of weeks we'll probably be in the testing phase of this.
Yep. So how about that? Consistent content. Being associated Woo-hoo. With progressive gentlemen. How about that shit?
Never thought we'd hear the day.
So, yeah, all things that we're looking to accomplish here, you know, consistent with the gaming stuff, you know, you're going to find, you know, some consistency there. But then also, we're going to get more consistent with our podcast content as well. So, consistency, that's a solid goal right there. So, we're gonna work on it.
New year, new gentlemen.
We're going to get that on a plaque and put it as like a motivational thing in each one of our rooms. Consistency.
Go full Ted Lasso with it, but instead of believe, it's consistency.
Slap the poster.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I think that's all we have for you guys. You know, so definitely keep your eyes out for all these changes. We're excited about it. Definitely expect to see a lot more content out of us this year, both podcast and with this new gaming spinoff. And yeah, I mean, we're super excited to be able to do more. And really look forward to seeing everyone's reaction to this, as well as, you know, seeing if you know, hopeful that you guys will continue the support and transition that over to the gaming aspect of things too. So if you're into gaming, definitely check it out. If you have friends that are into gaming, definitely sort of, you know, let them know, spread the word. We really want to build this up, and because it gives us an opportunity, like Brandon said, to just interact directly with you guys, where usually we're putting out content and then seeing your reaction. So I think this is a cool cool new thing to jump into. And yeah, we're all looking forward to it. But, you know, for now, we just want to say thanks for a great 2023. Really appreciate all the support, all the continued support, spreading the word, and just, you know, seeing these growth numbers is just always crazy to us. So
yeah,
thank you guys so much. And we really hope again and appreciate, you know, you continuing to support us through all these plans in 2024. So thank you guys so much. And until next time, we'll catch you later.
Thanks, guys.
Peace out, guys.